gratitude for all the extremes and in-betweens. Life on Earth. Some people like to refer to it as a journey. That sounds nice, and being on a journey sounds more like an exciting adventure. The journey can be that, and then there are times it isn't. Instead, being extremely unpleasant, challenging, and difficult. Other times, it's exciting and challenging, but in a good way. We might even feel like nothing can go wrong, and we're on top of the world. The practice of gratitude requires a commitment to be grateful for all of it. I considered myself a skilled practitioner in expressing my gratitude and feeling grateful, until one day the end of a long-term relationship challenged me, and it seemed as if I was sucked into a vortex of suffering. I found myself suffering over my suffering and trapped. The feeling of loneliness during that time was very intense as well. On top of that ending, I was also physically ill. Both my physical and mental bodies were bruised and wounded. Without even realizing it, I stopped practicing gratitude. It wasn't on purpose. I was miserable. Getting out of some intense feelings isn't always easy. We can get stuck and even feel like we're trapped in a maelstrom of suffering, feeling so far gone that we forgot what it feels like to be in life's flow or to be happy again. That's where gratitude can really help to turn things around. Something had to give. I was tired of living this way. It wasn't real life at all. So I started once again a gratitude practice, which when things are going well, it's very easy to do. It's when things are tough that it can seem impossible. Every day I woke up and said thank you to existence, that I was grateful for my life, for simply waking. I didn't believe it. On my worst days, and there were a lot of them in the beginning, I said a series of statements expressing gratitude for my life as it was, and I didn't mean it. Even though I felt like I was lying to myself, I was committed to the practice. I would do it because I knew deep down that it was true. It was easier to look outside myself and to see my dog sleeping and think how grateful I am to have them in my life, or look at the plants in my living space and simply be grateful for them. Then I would search for something else, and if I struggled to find something else, struggling at times and feeling frustrated, I would just list anything: coffee, birds, trees, my home, etc. Then one day I woke up and started to recite all the reasons why I was grateful for my life, and I actually believed it. Poet Rudyard Kipling said in his poem, If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. So choose gratitude when you meet with triumph and disaster. Savor and be grateful for all the extremes and all the in-betweens, because our experiences will bring both happiness and sadness, and both are fleeting.